is going on, guys? Thank you so much for joining me for yet another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. I know I didn't say this last week, but if this is your first time listening, please do me a favor, leave a rating and a review. It really helps on whatever audio streaming platform you listen to this on. And all the love is greatly appreciated. Thank you. Guys, we're back. This is the second week post-hiatus, and I'm happy to be back with you guys. This week has been very interesting, to say the least. Had many moments that tested my gangster, if you will. But moments of adversity really solidify and show me the work that I have been doing throughout the years. And even though I can look at them a certain way or they can be difficult, I am always found feeling grateful for the time, the energy that I've put into my self-development. This week has been one where I had a realization of the importance of addressing the root of any issues that we may be facing in our life. I think in this society, we have been taught to address symptoms. And this is with everything, right? And even though that can bring relief, the thing that causes a symptom eventually can lead to more problems. And that's why if, let's say, your car is leaking radiator fluid, in order to address the symptom, you can just add more coolant. But adding more coolant isn't solving the fact that it's leaking in the first place, so maybe it's important to check why it's leaking in the first place. Because you can add all the coolant and it'll continue to leak, and then eventually your radiator goes out, and then what? And that's how a lot of things in life are. And I think it's easy in the pressure of life and the day-to-day to just look at the symptom, fix it, put a little band-aid on it, and keep it pushing. Now, the problem with that is that eventually there's only so much you can do to address a symptom, and that root cause will rear its ugly head. So instead of doing the speedy solution, we got to take a step back and start to work backwards. What is going on? Why is this happening? How can I fix it? And spend that time on whatever that thing is. In this case, this was a me thing. I'm going to spare you guys the details, but I realize there's a lot of things that I have been okay with just dealing with throughout the years when it comes to myself, my physical body, or my mental space, my emotional space, and all of these things. Instead of addressing the root cause, which I have with certain things, but not everything, if I'm being entirely honest, especially when it comes to my physical self, I tend to be very, just go, 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 head down, just go, keep going, keep going. And it isn't until I get a hard stop from life, tell me, yo, sit down and fix this, that I don't start to work backwards and try to figure out and identify that root cause. You would think I would have learned by now, but listen, I'm learning every day. But I had a realization of like, bro, I am always tired. And then there are a few other different things that have been going on that I've been addressing where it's like, I have to work on something. So this past week, I decided to cut out coffee from my life. Not caffeine, but coffee. I realized coffee, at least the amount that I was consuming to try to mitigate the eepiness that I was exhibiting, the tired energy that I had, was too much. And it wasn't good because coffee has, at a certain point, has a lot of adverse effects. I mean, all caffeinated beverages, but specifically coffee, can have a lot of adverse effects from an endocrine standpoint. I'm not going to get into that because I am a complete nerd. So I love this stuff. So I read a lot. I do a lot of research on my free time. So I'll spare you guys that, but it's important to take the time and align yourself, mind, body, spirit. Check in with yourself. What feels off? What do you feel like could be better? What can you improve? What are things that you've been ignoring or taking as the norm for all these years or for weeks or for days, whatever it is. But check in with yourself, check in with your body, check in with your mind, check in with your spirit. Where are you sitting? Is there something that can be addressed? Is there something that you can work on and figure out the root cause of it? And if so, what are you going to do to figure that out? Sometimes things in life happen unexpectedly and we don't really see things coming, but it's important to figure out how you're going to handle it. And that's one of those things where it's like fixing the root cause. How you see a situation doesn't have to be negative, doesn't have to be however, but how you see and decide to go about a situation or something that arises is indicative of your default programming that was instilled in you as a young child. I saw this thing on Instagram recently, and it was this girl, and she was saying something, and it really resonated with me. And what she was saying was, when your mind is weak, everything looks like a problem. When your mind is balanced, everything looks like a challenge. And when your mind is strong, everything looks like an opportunity. That really struck me, because if that's not an example of everything is a perspective, it is your perspective, then I don't know what is. Three people can see a situation, and for lack of better terms right now, we'll say a weak-minded person, a balanced-minded person, and a strong-minded person can look at the same exact situation and have three separate ways to deal with it. The weak-minded person can be like, oh my goodness, what's this? I don't know what to do. I hate this. This is ruining my life. This is horrible. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? The balanced-minded person can say, okay, this is an obstacle, but, you know, I can figure it out. It's fine, but this is not the most desirable thing, but it's okay. We'll figure it out. Whereas the strong-minded person can look at it and be like, let's go. Let's get it. We're going to figure this out. We're going to figure out a solution. Everything is possible. Everything can be worked through. And I'm a little bit apprehensive with using strong, weak, balanced minded, but that is what that creator used. And I'm not going to, you know, this isn't me bashing the creator. I think it was a beautifully said and it makes sense. Obviously, everything is up to interpretation. But depending on your upbringing, what you've been through, what you've experienced in life, you'll have those different perspectives. Sometimes if you're in a situation maybe that you were brought up where you were constantly in a place of fight or flight and panic and things were just dumped, you know, on your lap and you had to address things and you were in a environment of misery and doom and gloom, your default might be looking at a situation like, my life is falling apart, everything is over, I don't know what to do, right? Maybe you live in a state of anxiety and you're always looking at the future and the worst case scenarios. Now, the balanced mind, maybe you're in a space where you acknowledge, hey, this is something that is not desirable, but we can do something about it. You may fester on the emotions a little bit more, but at the end of the day, you are very solution oriented. Whereas the person with a strong mind, which to me is the person that has taken the opportunity to do the work on themselves or is consciously doing the work and understands that everything has a solution no matter what it is going to look at everything as an opportunity, even the things that may feel more grueling, if you will. And to have those different perspectives, to have a perspective of the strong-minded person or the person that looks at everything as an opportunity, I think it's important to be mindful that you are not ignoring your feelings. I think a lot of times people conflate people that are opportunity-minded or opportunity-oriented, if you will, as people that diminish or suppress their feelings and their emotions, and I don't think it's that at all. I think you just feel them, acknowledge them, and keep it pushing. To have a perspective of feeling like the glass is always half full as opposed to half empty doesn't necessarily mean you're diminishing your feelings or your emotions. I think if anything, you have to be more in tune with them to acknowledge what they are. I think sometimes the issue that we have is that we project our feelings and our emotions onto a situation and it makes it feel more difficult than it is. Whereas if we take a step back and we say, okay, this situation happened, I feel this way. Why do I feel this way? Question your feelings and your emotions. I think it's important. And the reason why I think it's important, I'm going to go on a little side tangent real quick, but the reason why I think it's important is because they are meant to be felt. And it's funny, one time I was having this conversation and my friend said, why do you always over-intellectualize everything? It's not an over-intellectualization. Goodness gracious, say that five times really fast. It's not an over-intellectualization to understand where these feelings are coming from and why. I think if anything, it makes me aware of where they're coming from. So that way when they arise again, I'm not panicked or I'm not confused or I'm not anything. I can see them. I can acknowledge them. I can feel them and I can release them on their merry way. I think not taking the time to process those feelings and question those emotions leads to us internalizing and embodying these things, right? If something makes you angry, instead of just suppressing it or embodying it and becoming an angry person, take the time to sit down and be and ask yourself, why did that make me angry? Where did that come from? It's important to do that audit when you feel certain things, because that's part of knowing yourself, knowing why things happen. So when they arise again, you understand why and you don't internalize them, and you can process and you can have emotional control and emotional discipline. That's something that has been a big challenge for me, but something that I have worked really hard on is creating emotional discipline. Not everything elicits a reaction. Not everything elicits a reaction. Just because things happen right in front of you doesn't mean you have to react because you have been told to react. And that, to me, comes from not taking the time to understand why things happen within you. So I do think it is important for us to take that time to learn about our feelings and emotions so that we're not just willy-nilly reacting to everything, because that does create a little bit of emotional turmoil within you. And that's one of my things with social media when it comes to the volatility of emotions on the app. I think it desensitizes us to our emotions, and I think that's why a lot of people are numb and compartmentalized so much, is because, I'm not saying it's just social media, I'm just saying the speed and the rate at which we get different emotions tested on our app by scrolling, the things that we're seeing and receiving, I think it's really hard to feel anything, because eventually your body's competing for feelings that you end up just turning them off, so you're just scrolling mindlessly, but in reality you are subconsciously receiving these messages and these feelings, and it causes a lot of turmoil within you. So that's a whole other episode though. But feelings are meant to be felt. Feelings are meant to be acknowledged, released, and when they're not treated accordingly, they become a part of us. There was a thing that I read, it was from Joe Dispenza's book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, that goes, an emotion that is not, I don't remember the exact words, I should go grab the book, but basically to the effect of, if an emotion is not addressed, it becomes a mood then becomes a temperament then becomes a personality, right? So that is kind of how it works. Like over time, based off of how you perceive things, you start to receive these signals. So it's like if you choose, because it is a choice, right? If you choose to perceive something a certain way, over time, that becomes your default. And rewiring our minds is not easy because we're overriding a lot of that default programming that came in a developmental age, which things that are learned at a developmental age are very deeply ingrained in us, because that's when our minds are most malleable, most pliable. So it really takes a lot of intentionality and takes a lot of being present to see these things happening and undo them. And that's why it's important to take a step back from things that take your attention away from you and away from the world around you and pour back into yourself in that way. Because it's easy to get sidetracked and to drift away and to just let the world let us think whatever it is that we want and not address the things at hand, not address the root causes. I came back. But it's important to address the root cause of any situation in order to be able to surpass those things and to be able to step into that opportunistic minded person. So it's a beautiful thing. You know, I have, it takes a lot. It's not an easy thing. It's funny because I was recently in a situation that tested my my growth. It's always something that is interesting to see, especially like when you're in an environment that was maybe instrumental in your developmental years and you've been removed from it for a while. You get to see all the work that you've done or all the work that you need to do, right? And I'm always so fascinated because I've worked really hard on breaking certain patterns and just, you know, really pouring into myself emotionally and mentally over the past couple years. And I can feel a change within myself, but I can really see it when I go into certain spaces where I'm like, whoa, I don't understand why I'm not reacting like this. I don't understand why I'm not seeing the situation like this. But the reason as to why is because I've been intentional about breaking those cycles. It's a beautiful thing, learning about yourself and learning about why things are the way that they are. And it's important that when you are observing yourself, not to do it from a place of judgment, but rather from a place of wanting to understand, but lead with love always, because it's really easy, especially at the beginning, to look at things from a place of judgment. Why aren't you doing this? Why you should be doing this? You should get this done. You should do this. You shouldn't be anything. You should want to do this because you want to learn about yourself, because you deserve to pour into yourself and to know about yourself and to understand yourself. So this is an opportunity to develop more love and care for yourself. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. I love and appreciate you all dearly. And as always, be a little better every day. Thank you, guys.